مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Stay.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Master صلى الله عليه وسلم has said Closest to me on the day of judgment would be that person who recites durood or salutations or salawat upon me in abundance in this world or in the dunya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you in this silsala of blessings of hadith. In this silsala we discuss few ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we give brief but vital explanation on these ahadith. وعن عثمان رضي الله عنه قال إن رجالا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حين توفي حزنوا عليه حتى كاد بعضهم يوسوس. قال عثمان وكنت منهم فبين أنا جالس مر علي عمر وسلم فلم أشعر به فاشتكى عمر إلى أبي بكر رضي الله تعالى عنهما ثم أقبل حتى سلم علي جميعا فقال أبو بكر ما حملك ألا ترد على أخيك عمر سلامه قلت ما فعلت فقال عمر بلى والله لقد فعلت قال قلت والله ما شعرت أنك مررت ولا سلمت قال أبو بكر صدق عثمان قد شغلك عن ذلك أمر فقلت أجل قال ما هو قلت توفى الله تعالى نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل أن نسأله عن نجاة هذا الأمر قال أبو بكر قد سألته عن ذلك فقمت إليه وقلت له بأبي وأنت وأمي أنت أحق بها قال أبو بكر قلت يا رسول الله ما نجاة هذا الأمر فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قبل مني الكلمة التي عرضت على عمي فردها فهي له نجاة رواه أحمد. حضرت سيدنا عثمان غني رضي الله تعالى عنه reports that when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed from this world, when he migrated from this world, the Sahaba ikram were very sad, very grieved, to the extent that some were about to lose their minds, like they were going off their heads. And Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala says that I was amongst them. Once I was sitting And Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by me and he made salam to me. I did not notice. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he complained about me. Then both of them came to me. Both of them made salam to me. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked me, what is the reason that your brother Umar came to you and he made salam to you and you did not reply his salam? I said, I did not do that. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, by Allah, you did that. And I said, by Allah, I'm not aware of that you passed by me and you made salam to me. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Uthman has said the truth. Then he addressed me and he said, oh Uthman, what is your worry? What kept you so busy and absorbed in your thoughts that you did not even notice that Umar came and made salam to you? He said, yes, there is a problem. There is a worry. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, what is that? I replied, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this world before he told us about this thing, about the salvation. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I asked him already. And Hazrat Usman Ghani says that when I heard this, I stood up and I said that, oh Abu Bakr, my parents be sacrificed upon you. You have this right or you deserve this. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq says that I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that how we would have salvation about this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the one who accepts my invitation which I offered to my uncle and he refused it, he will get the salvation. We learn in this hadith e mubarakah that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he migrated from this world, it was very painful for Sahaba Ikram. It was unbearable for many Sahaba Ikram. And their condition was such that they were gone off their heads, or some were about to go off their heads. And this was the condition of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as it is being explained in this hadith mubarakah. They were thinking that, or this was a waswasa, a doubt in their minds. How would the Islam remain? Because if the captain of the ship is gone, how would the ship reach its destination? And these feelings were uncontrollable. So this was happening to many Sahaba Ikram, and we understand from here that when we lose something which is very valuable religiously, then to show sadness at that time is the sunnah of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi majma'in. So when a great alim deen passes away, makes visal, then if we are grieved at that time, that is the sunnah of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi majma'in. But mourning is not allowed. Mourning is only allowed up to 3 days for the family members. And thereafter, it is not allowed at all. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu made salam to Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the loud voice. And he expected that he should have answered with the same voice as well, because it is necessary when someone makes salam to you, you should say it so loud that the salam giver can hear your voice. So Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not hear the reply. So, but he did not think bad about him. He did not say that he did not reply. He was thinking that maybe he replied so soft that I was unable to hear his reply. And Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought that Hazrat Usman is angry with me. And for this reason, he did not reply to my salam. He did not think that Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not reply at all. He was thinking that he replied, but he replied softly to show his anger that I'm not pleased with you. So this also tells you that Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi majma'in used to think good about each other. And now he went and complained. Complained to who? He complained to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the ruler of Muslim state. This tells us that when you complain to the ruler about someone to rectify the situation, it is not ghibat, it is not backbiting. Because Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not go and tell everybody that this is what Usman Ghani has done to me. No, he went to the relevant person because he was sincere that the situation must be rectified, and because of the barakah of his sincerity, the situation was rectified, as we will learn in the Hadith Mubarakah. Now both of them came. Why both of them came? They had different intentions. Intention of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was to make peace with Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu if he is angry with me for some reasons. And the intention of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was to cause reconciliation between these two Sahaba Ikram. So both had good intentions, and they came to Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And both came and made salam, and they started the discussion. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Hazrat Usman Ghani, why did you not reply to the salam of your brother Umar? So he said, he did not come and he did not greet me. So this was not a lie. This was actually according to the situation in which Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very wise person, and he understood the situation, and he said that, oh Usman, you are not lying. We know and we believe that you are truthful, but there is something that is bothering you so much that you were so deep in your thoughts that you did not even realize that someone came and made salam to you. So he said, yes, there is something, and that thing upon which the salvation is based, he says, we could not hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said that I have asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I know the answer, and I still remember the answer. And what is that thing? That thing is that which would give someone salvation and freedom from the fire of hell. And that is, of course, Shahada, Kalima Tayyiba. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala has reported a hadith of similar message, but because of those worries and grief and sorrows, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala forgot. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that I have asked and I know the answer. And when Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, that He got the answer. So he got so happy. And with that happiness, he stood up. We understand from this that when you hear the good news, to stand up at that time is the sunnah of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rather, it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he used to see Hazrat Bibi Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, after her marriage, when she used to come and visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up to show his happiness and his joy. Therefore, in Miladun Nabi celebration, to stand up is also proven from the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is qiyam of farhat and surur. This is qiyam or standing of happiness and joy. Because believers are happy, they are joyful because our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world. We talking about him, we mentioning the bounty of Allah azza wa jal, and for that reason they stand up. So this is indeed 100% in accordance with the laws of Sharia. And then he said, this is your right, mean you are suitable for that, to ask every important thing from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because you the one who get the knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pass it over to us, because you are greedy on knowledge and you share secrets with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam trusts you with his secrets. And at the end of hadith, it is said that if anyone accepts that which I have offered to my uncle and he refused it, then he will get salvation. And what was that? That was kalimat tayyiba. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered kalimat tayyiba to his uncle Abu Talib, and especially at the time of his death. Although he was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he looked after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sacrificed a lot and served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in his heart he accepted the truthness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but because from the tongue apparently he did not recite kalima tayyiba, therefore according to Sharia he is not regarded as a Muslim. Wa anil miqdadi annahu sami'a rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallama yaqulu la yabqa ala zahril ardi baytu madarin wala wabarin illa adkhalahu Allah kalimat al-islami bi'izzin azizin wa dhullin dhalilin imma yu'izzuhum Allah fayaj'aluhum min ahliha aw yudhilluhum fayadinuna laha qultu fayakuna ad-din kulluh. This hadith mubarakah is narrated from Hazrat Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was heard saying that there will be no tent of wool or clay homes made of clay, but the word of Allah azza wa jal, which is Islam, will reach them. And those who are honorable, they will get the word of Islam with honor, and those who are not honorable, they will still get it with disgrace. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the honor through the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Oh, He will humiliate them, and they will still have to follow the deen of Islam. He says, I said in my heart, this deen which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about is the beloved and beautiful deen of Allah azza wa jal. Rawahu Ahmad. This hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad. This Sahabi Rasul, who is the reporter of the Hadith Mubarakah, his name is Miqdad bin Amr bin Thalaba Kundi radiallahu ta'ala. But he is known as Miqdad bin Aswad because he was brought up by Aswad. He is a great Sahabi, and he is number 6 to become Muslim. He lived 90 years, and in the 73 year after Hijrah, he passed away at a place called Jarf, 3 miles away from Madinatul Munawwara, and his body was brought to Madinatul Munawwara, and then he was buried in Jannatul Baqi. Now in this Hadith Mubarakah, it is mentioned that the Islam will reach everywhere on the earth. So what is meant by here, by the word earth or earth? It means the land of Arab. So every rich or poor, or every person who lives in the village or he lives in the city, Islam will reach to them. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, we see this prediction has been fulfilled, that in every home, and in whether they are in the cities or they are in the villages in Arabia, everybody is Muslim, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And if the whole earth is meant, from east to west and north to south, then it would mean that at the time when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will arrive, and when the time of appearance of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will come, at that time Islam will reach every home. There will be no kafir at that time. Everybody would be Muslim. And in the last portion of Hadith Mubarakah, it is said that some people will accept Islam happily, and they will get honor and dignity and respect. And some would be forced to do that, and they will not attain such respect and dignity. So those who will accept Islam and verify its validity and truthness, they will be honored. So those who will deny, they will have to live under the rules of Muslims and pay taxes. And then of course, as the time passes, surely their generations and their children become Muslims. And this is what exactly happened, that although some people did not accept Islam in the beginning, and they had to pay tax because they were living in the state of Muslims, but then as the time was passed, their generations, they all became Muslims. So today there is no kafir in the Jazeera of Arab. وَعَنْ وَهْبِ بْنِ مُنَبِّهِ قيل له أليس لا إله إلا الله مفتاح الجنة قال بلى ولكن ليس مفتاح إلا وله أسنان فإن جئت بمفتاح له أسنان فتح لك وإلا لم يفتح لك رواه البخاري في ترجمة باب. This hadith mubarakah is reported from Wahb bin Munabbih. Somebody came and said to him that, isn't La ilaha illallah is the key to Jannat? He replied, yes. But remember, for every key, there are teeth. So if you have the key which have teeth and you open the lock of the door would be open for you. Otherwise, it would not be opened for you. This hadith is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. Wahb bin Munabbih, his kuniyat or his pet name is Abu Abdullah. He's from Persia and he lived in Yemen, in the capital city Sana'a. He's a great tabi'i and he was also qazi, the judge of Yemen. In 114 year of Hijrah, he passed away and he met with Hazrat Jabir and Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. That's why he is tabi'i, because he met two sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Now there was a sect amongst Muslims who were known as Murjiya, and they used to believe that to become Muslim is good enough to enter paradise. Amals are not needed, deeds are not needed, so you don't need to do any good deed. If you commit any sin, it's fine. Nothing can stop you from entering paradise as long as you have read Kalima. So it was one of these types of person who came and he said, isn't La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is the key to Jannat? So Hazrat Wahb bin Munabbih radiallahu ta'ala understood where he's coming from and what answer is he looking for. So he gave him a very clever and very intelligent answer. That's true that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is the key to Jannat. But every key has teeth. And the teeth of the key of Jannah is Namaz, Fasting, Hajj, Zakat. So if you have such key, now key is Shahada, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then you have Namaz with it, you have Zakat with it, you have Hajj with it, you have fasting with it. And with that key, if you open the door of Jannah, then that door of Jannah will be open for you. And if you have a key that doesn't have teeth, it will not fit in the lock properly and it would not open the lock, so you would still have a problem to enter paradise. So what a beautiful and clever explanation given by Hazrat Wahb bin Munabbih radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وعن أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أحسن أحدكم إسلامه فكل حسنة يعملها تكتب له بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف وكل سيئة يعملها تكتب بمثلها حتى لقي الله. This hadith مباركة is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if anyone wants to beautify his Islam, or if anyone beautifies his Islam rather, when he does the good deed, he will get 10 times thawab for that good deed. Means the reward is tenfold. Even up to 700 times. Subhanallah. This is the generosity of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And for every sin, the sin is one fold, not more than one. So when you do the good deed, it's multiplied with 10. And when you commit the sin, one sin will be written as one sin, not 10. So what is the meaning of the one who beautifies his Islam? It means that he endorses and testifies all the beliefs of Islam. And then he pronounces it with tongue. So it's Iqrarum bil lisan, Tasdeekum bil qalb. So both things must be there. A testify with the heart, and then acknowledge and admit with the tongue. Now what is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, the minimum, that is tenfold. So when you do the good deed, the minimum reward is tenfold. And it increases right up to 700 times. So it's based on your sincerity, how sincere you are, how mukhlis you are, how much pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal you want to attain, how clean your intention is. So based on that, from 10 is the minimum, and right up to 700%, and that too, it's not the end, it's not a full stop. Actually, it is up to the fadl and the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that He could give thawab of one action that is beyond our estimations and numbering. A story comes to mind that once there was drought in Madinatul Munawwara. There was shortage of food, shortage of wheat, because wheat is the main food for Arabia, for the people live in East especially. And Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu imported some wheats from other country. When a lot of wheat came in the marketplace, then the traders came, because it was a norm that when someone brings some food from outside, then the other traders would buy something from it and take it to their shops and sell it. So he was now the wholesaler. Now the other traders, the shopkeepers are coming, and he said that you make an offer, what percentage of profit you are ready to give. So they offered what they could. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, is there anyone who wants to offer me 700% profit? They all kept quiet and they started looking at each other, thinking, who can do that? Nobody will give that kind of profit. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, okay, if you are not ready to give 700% profit, then I will sell my goods on the hands of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because He gives profit up to 700%, even more. So he gave that food or wheat that came as charity to help the Muslims at the time of drought when there was shortage of food. Subhanallah. And we learn from this Hadith Mubarakah that what is being mentioned in this hadith, this is when you do your good deeds in a normal way at usual places. But if you do the good deeds in Madinatul Munawwara, then the reward is 50,000 times. And if you do in Makkatul Mukarrama, then the reward is 100,000 times. But keep in mind, in Makkatul Mukarrama, if you commit a sin, that also multiplies with 100,000 times. So it's very dangerous if you are careless about watching your activities when you are in Makkatul Mukarrama. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learnt beautiful Madini pearls of flowers from these ahadith which I have discussed. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and chance to learn our deen and practice upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us knowledge loving people, knowledge loving Muslims. May He give us tawfiq to connect us with ulama ikram, and we better our this world and the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is offering education, knowledge, informations at every level. So stay in touch with Dawat Islami. Support Dawat Islami. Be part of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami has the ability to work everywhere in the world. So wherever you are, you will find Dawat Islami and join Dawat Islami. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahame, ay Dawat Islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.